From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of botanist Kathleen Sace, today's topic is landscaping the South Bay Overlook. The new South Bay Overlook is a small hardscape platform on the end of a former dike surrounded by salt marsh. High waters during fall and winter carry seeds throughout the marsh, so there's no need to plant in the marsh. It is reseeding naturally. The dike is another story. Already vegetated mostly with introduced plants, the goal here is native species and a low-maintenance planting that will be mown once a year in fall. The low grasses are fescue, red fescue, and Romer's fescue, and a mix with other low fescues. Visitors using the bench on the west side of the overlook will be able to see over the grasses and wildflowers to the bay. We are actively weeding out tall fescue, an introduced grass that grows 2 to 3 feet tall and is planted on the dike slopes along with velvet grass and blackberries. Low-growing perennials are at the top of the slope. Thrift, coast goldenrod, beech daisy, kinnikinick, bulbs, harvested brodydia, and blue-eyed grass will be planted soon. Downslope from the overlook, Pacific reed grass will grow with taller wildflowers. Taller perennials downslope include yarrow, pearly everlasting, California poppy, spring bank clover, broadleaf lupin, and coastal mugwort. These plants are native, can take salt, dry summers and wet winters, and minimal care. Our goal? A low-care landscape full of color, insects, and birds. We hope everyone will enjoy it in the years to come. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, this is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.